Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
News 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Trump defends his economic policies in Pennsylvania. We have the story.
Fed will announce its decision on interest rates today. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A special election for Wichita residents is coming in March. We'll tell you what it's for coming up.
Two people were injured in a traffic accident in West Wichita last evening. It occurred just before 7 p.m. at 21st and Tyler. Sedgwick County Dispatch confirms that one person received potentially critical injuries and another received potentially minor injuries.
Wichita residents will get to vote on a 1% sales tax measure in a special election that will be coming up in March.
According to projections by Wichita Forward, a nonpartisan coalition of business and community leaders, a 7-year 1% sales tax would generate around $850 million for the city. The collections would provide property tax relief, address homelessness, fund Wichita police and fire departments, expand the convention center, and make improvements to Century 2, and partially fund a new performing arts center. Mayor Lily Wu said the decision to impose the sales tax is not just up to her.
I can only speak for myself. And so I know that what our community wants is to have a say. Have a say and have a public vote. And so my vote in favor of this is to let the community make the decision.
The city projects that around 20 to 30% of the funds collected would come from out-of-town visitors. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
33 people stood before the city council voicing their opinions about the measure. If it passes in March, the fund would be audited annually by a third party.
President Trump shared his vision of an improving economy during a speech in Pennsylvania.
The president's trip to Pennsylvania, a critical state in next year's midterms, was meant to lay out what his administration has done and is doing to lower prices and save Americans money. The president told the people gathered,
Pennsylvania is prospering again, and I will not rest until this Commonwealth is wealthier and stronger.
After President Trump recently graded his economy A++++++ in a Politico interview, the governor of Pennsylvania, Democrat Josh Shapiro, responded, also telling Politico that was alternate reality that won't make life more affordable for families. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A suspect is in custody after a deadly shooting at Kentucky State University.
Frankfort police responding to a shooting near a residence hall at Kentucky State University, revealing one student was fatally shot and another is in critical condition.
This was not a mass shooting or a random incident based on what I've been told, and the suspected shooter is already in custody. That means that while this was scary, there is no ongoing threat. And I believe our families are safe.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear asking for prayers for all involved and seemed to confirm reports the shooting was caused by a personal dispute.
Keep trying to build the Kentucky We don't see arguments ended in violence.
Posting violence has no place in our Commonwealth or country. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
This afternoon, the Fed will announce its decision on interest rates.
It's widely expected that the central bank will be cutting its benchmark funds rate by a quarter point to a range of 3.5% to 3.75%, marking the third consecutive rate reduction this year and the sixth since September of 2024, when the Fed cut rates with a jumbo half a point move. This year, Fed Chair Jerome Powell and his colleagues slashed rates in September and October after judging that the labor market looked shakier and the tariff-driven inflation surge that many feared hadn't really materialized. The focus this afternoon will be on Powell's post-meeting press conference and his remarks regarding cutting rates next year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Got some good basketball action on the west side of town tonight. Check out the doubleheader for Friends. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
Senate Republicans will try to advance an Obamacare alternative this week. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Kansas Association of Counties is meeting in Wichita this week. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
This is a big meeting this year. Not only is it the 50th annual meeting that they've had for this organization, but there's a lot going on with at the county level of governments all across the state, advocating to the state for legislative reforms.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Senate Republicans will try to advance an Obamacare alternative this week.
A Republican-backed plan would allow Affordable Care Act subsidies to expire and replace them with government-funded health savings accounts for millions of Americans.
It delivers the benefit directly to the patient, not to the insurance company, and it does it in a way that actually saves money.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune has set a test vote on the plan for Thursday alongside a Democratic proposal to extend current Obamacare subsidies for 3 years. Neither plan is expected to earn the 60 votes needed to overcome a filibuster. House Republicans have not yet committed to holding a vote on any health care plan before the end of the year. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The top Canadian envoy to the United States is resigning ahead of a review of the free trade agreement.
Ambassador Kirsten Hillman says it's time for new blood to oversee talks about the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The pact is up for review next year. Hillman has been Canada's ambassador to the United States since 2017. Trade talks ended abruptly in October when the Ontario government ran an anti-tariff ad that upset President Trump, who has been non-committal about their resumption. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The author and philanthropist Mackenzie Scott, ex-wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, is revealing her charitable giving this year.
It's a figure not in the millions or even in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Scott says she donated over $7 billion to nonprofits, well over double the amount she gave in 2024. Forbes estimates Scott's net worth at $33 billion, most of which stems from Amazon shares she received after her divorce from Bezos in 2019. Her donations have captured the attention of nonprofits and other charities, not only because of their generosity, but also because there are no strings attached. Scott does not operate a foundation, so her donations come with little notification. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic in the Wichita area right now, things, well, starting to look a little bit better. We've got some lighter traffic volumes, and I'm actually seeing fewer cars on the highways on those traffic cameras. However, we do have a stalled out vehicle. This is northbound I-235 north of Kellogg. Watch for a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, though a high of 53 keeps us above the norm. Northwest winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Becoming mostly clear, 33 tonight. Mostly sunny and warmer on Thursday, high around 63. Partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler on Friday, high 47. It will be much colder this weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a few clouds. We have a north wind gusting to 37 miles per hour. 46 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's the holiday season and Taco Bell is celebrating with something special for you. Each Friday, we'll be at a Taco Bell to randomly select the winner of $98 cash. It could be you celebrating the holidays with $98 cash from Taco Bell and 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's Taco Bell's way of saying thank you and happy holidays. We've been doing this for about 10 years now. Last Friday, I was at the Taco Bell in South Seneca down to Pawnee, and Emily got $98 in cash. She was thrilled to get it, and we were thrilled to hand it to her in an envelope. This Friday, going to be at the Taco Bell in the noon hour at 21st and Ridge out in West Wichita. Come through the drive-thru. You could be receiving $98 in Christmas cash.
You could be the winner.
You could be the big winner. All right, Ted, birthdays today. Ann Woodward's having a birthday.
My sister.
Your sister. Now, you were in the lineup of Woodwards. You were number one. You were the firstborn, and Ann was the baby.
She's the last. We're 10 years apart.
Did you have a special relationship between the two of you that a little more special than the other brothers?
I don't know about that, but we are very, very, very close.
Yeah, I wonder if you had to take care of her when she was a little baby or anything.
Of course,
like that,
yeah.
Be responsible.
Well, I mean, after three boys, the last one being a girl, we just,
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty special.
Yeah. And, keeping your brothers from the beating on her and hurting her somehow. I got it. Because your brothers, let's face it. No offense, but gosh.
Well, I mean,
compared to Ann, they're just not much.
Well, I mean, the prospect of having a fourth boy, we were very glad we finally got a girl in the family.
Oh, I tell you, I have four boys. That's what we had in my family.
Yeah, you had four boys.
It was a complete train wreck all the time. No, I'm kidding, of course.
No. It is what it is. Every family's different.
And Ann, she's a delightful person, and it helps she has a great birthday.
Yeah, she is delightful. She runs the Warren West or the Regal West Theater.
Right.
She has for many, many years.
All right. Yeah.
She's large and in charge out there.
Very good. And have a happy birthday.
Yeah.
And she's a big Steve and Ted fan,
She at some point in her life and in her adult life, she became a Steve and Ted listener and listens every morning.
Well, if you think that's really fine. I do anyway. All right. Steve and Ted of the morning here on KNSS. It's the birthdays today. Other than that, she shares a birthday with Susan Day.
Susan Day, yeah.
73 years old. Laurie Partridge on the Partridge Family. And she was also Grace Van Owen on L.A. Law.
Yeah, she was on two.
Let's see, the Partridge Family. The Partridge Family, is that the one that had Danny Bonaducci?
That is correct.
And he was a little freckle-faced
brother, yeah.
Smart aleck in this thing.
A little bit, yeah. He always got the wiseacre lines.
And the mom, who was the mom on that? Shirley Jones?
Shirley Jones.
Okay. Yeah, I remember the families.
Yeah.
Were there any other kids? The three of them.
Well, I mean,
what was the older boy's name?
David.
Oh, David, yeah. That's Shirley Jones' real son.
Yes.
Right?
So you had that
David
dynamic
Cassidy.
Going on.
Yeah.
David Cassidy, who was a pop star at the time as well.
So they were a little family. They had their own team, their little bus.
Yeah.
They went around. Okay, go ahead.
Oh.
And they had some agent named Clyde.
Reuben was the agent.
And he was supposed to do the funny thing. But
yeah, he was always getting in some wisecracks there, trying to keep Danny Bonaducci in line.
Yeah, Bonaducci's the only one who got a funny line. The rest of them just weren't funny.
The rest of them just kind of, yeah.
And he turned out to be some sort of a mess of a guy.
Well, I mean.
What was the other one was the Brady Bunch, right? At that time.
At that time,
yeah.
Yes.
And that was a whole different deal. Combined family for
another
two families.
Show with a rather large family, and hilarity ensues.
There you go. All right. Well, so
of course,
much
Partridge
for...
family. She was a single mom. She had the deal with all those kids.
Did she have a job or anything?
Well, I mean, they were a rock and roll band.
They made enough money doing that.
Well, apparently.
Apparently,
I guess.
So. All right.
Or maybe the husband had a good life insurance policy, and they stole some money from that.
Living off that. 8:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it is sports time again with Ted Woodward. And we got, in basketball, we got several nationally ranked teams tonight.
Yeah, we got some options for you tonight if you want to see some basketball in person or listen to it. We do have Butler basketball tonight over in El Dorado. Grizzlies are ranked 18th in the nation. They've won three in a row. And they are hosting Independence, a team that has won four in a row. These are the top two teams in the Jayhawk Conference right now. So Butler and Independence. Tonight, Butler is ranked 18th in the nation. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Grizzlies at 7:15 this evening, and you can listen live. Dennis always has a great call over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We've got a doubleheader here in town tonight for basketball action on the west side. Friends University, women's, men's doubleheader. The Friends women started at 6 o'clock, Friends hosting Tabor. Friends ladies are 9-1 to start the season, and they've won 5 in a row, playing good basketball. And then after that, the men's game at about 8 o'clock. The Friends men are ranked 21st in the nation. They are in second place in the conference right now, and they've won 3 in a row. So some good basketball options for you tonight on the west side for Friends hosting Tabor. Let's take a look at, let's see what's going on in pro basketball as the NBA is playing the in-season tournament, the NBA Cup.
It was the Desmond Bane show.
Matanzig stumbles, gets it to Bane.
Bane, who often plays the villain, well, he was the hero last night. He poured in 37 points as the Orlando Magic advanced to the NBA Cup semis with a 117-108 win over the Miami Heat. Meanwhile, north of the border in Toronto, the Knicks, they punched their ticket. Jalen Brunson led the way with 35 points as the Knickerbockers beat the Raptors 117-101. I'm Frank Lanza.
Now, in that Knicks game, the first-place Knicks win in Toronto, beat the Raptors 117-101. Off the bench for the Knicks, former Kansas Jayhawk, Kevin McCullough Jr. He did make a three-pointer, got a rebound, helping out. The Knicks have won 4 in a row, and they are the number 2 team in the Eastern Conference right now. They'll be playing for the NBA Cup. Happy birthday today to a former Shocker catcher of note. Rick Rona is celebrating a birthday today at the age of 62. He was a big-time catcher for the Shockers in the 1980s, born in Tulsa, and then he was drafted by the Chicago Cubs in the fifth round out of Wichita State. And Rick Rona played his first 3 years with the Cubs, ended up playing 6 seasons in the big leagues. Former Wichita State catcher Rick Rona, it is his birthday today, the former big leaguer. He is 62 years old today, and we mentioned my sister Anne is celebrating a birthday today. Big sports fan. She has been known at time to exclaim very enthusiastically, "Go sports," or "Yay athletics." Huge sports fan.
Really?
Yeah. Well, she listens to our sports cast here on Steve and Ted.
She really gets kind of
and
into
she's it in. She runs several fantasy football teams.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
She's in more leagues than I am.
How about that?
So yeah, she's getting it done. Happy birthday to my sister, Ann. That is sports on Steve and Ted, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager.
Uh-oh.
Bock?
Yeah.
Yeah. A cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager is available at all 3 WBC brew pubs. It's east near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley Street. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean talks about disciplining children. That's coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on this Wednesday morning, 42 degrees at KNSS. A Democrat wins the Miami mayoral race for the first time in 30 years.
Eileen Higgins beat out Trump-backed Republican Emilio Gonzalez in the runoff election, making her Miami's first woman mayor. An upset for Republicans who saw this as a litmus of voter satisfaction with the party going into the midterms next year. Higgins previously served as a Miami-Dade County Commissioner representing Miami's Little Havana neighborhood. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The Wichita City Council has approved ordinance amendments relating to nuisance and housing code violations.
A task force appointed by the council in late October reviewed the proposals. After several meetings, they had a number of recommendations, including appointing a subcommittee to review the city's maintenance code. Councilmember Brandon Johnson was pleased that they were addressing these issues.
I did not want to see this get kicked down the road another decade, and I'm glad to see stronger enforcement tools, higher fines against those who continue to choose to allow people to live in poor housing.
The city will also explore funding opportunities to address homelessness. and assist tenants displaced from properties deemed unfit to live in. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Tuesday's marathon meeting adjourned at 5.05 p.m. and was followed by a 20-minute executive session. At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will get an update from the Greater Wichita Partnership. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
They focus a lot on advanced manufacturing projects and really trying to sell this community as economic developers to corporations and small businesses all across the country to come and do business here in our region. They've had a lot of success, a lot of investment, particularly in downtown Wichita and in specific trades.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Stephen 10 in the Morning here on KNSS. A stabbing at a North Carolina high school leads to one student's death.
The incident took place at North Forsyth High School in Winston-Salem. At a news conference, Forsyth County Sheriff Bobby Kimbrough did not discuss the specifics of the stabbing, citing the ongoing investigation. Instead, he cautioned people from posting video of what happened online.
There's a family that don't want to see that.
He also asked the community to talk with their families tonight.
I need for you to talk to your children, hug your children. They need you.
The second student involved in the stabbing was injured, then treated at and released from a hospital. The school will be closed Wednesday. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Outrage over a photo allegedly showing a group of students forming a human swastika on a California high school football field. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has the story.
One Jewish student who is a senior at Branham High School told the Jewish News of Northern California, "There are people at my school who think they can get away with this, and for me, that was just really scary to know." Tonight, the Campbell Union High School District says the response to the incident will be significant, appropriate, and reflective of the harm caused. And then in a letter to the community obtained by Fox News at night, the district superintendent, Robert Bravo, says the district considers this an instance of hate, violence, and promises the district will respond firmly, thoughtfully, and within the full scope allowed by board policy and California law.
The photo was also reportedly captioned with an anti-Semitic quote from Adolf Hitler. Stephen 10 in the Morning, 8:50 now here at KNSS on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
President Trump rallies in Pennsylvania defending his economic policies.
Two.
Wichita City Council approves ordinance amendments relating to nuisance and housing code violations.
One.
And the City Council approves a public vote on a 1% sales tax increase for the city. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes down, things looking better on the roadways here in the Wichita area. Still seeing a little bit of heavy traffic on that ramp from northbound I-235 over onto eastbound K-96 in the road construction. Other than that, not really seeing any slowdowns here in the Wichita area. We have a lot of traffic around Patriot Avenue in Derby, and that's between K-15 and Buckner Street. Just a fairly heavy amount of traffic right around there at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 52 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 36. And for Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high 63. Now partly cloudy, 42 degrees. We have a north wind at 20 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And the weather's brought to you by The Monarch. What a great place to go for after-dinner drinks or maybe some lunch today. The Monarch, bring your friends. Wes Douglas in historic Delano. Stephen 10 in the Morning, KNSS, and a mixed opening on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is trading on the plus side, up 25 points. The S&P is up by almost 3 points. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ is trading down by just over 28 points. Huge sports entertainment project for East Wichita moves ahead. It's time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. A $191.7 million multi-sport entertainment project that's an added phase of a successful Starbonds district at K96 in Greenwich Road was moved forward by the City Council on Tuesday. The 60-acre proposal would add a resort hotel, tennis complex, ice rink, immersive mini-golf, go-kart racing, and a stationary surf wave. to an already bustling section of Northeast Wichita. Marty and Ron Cornejo, Dave Murfin, and property owner Ashley Cozine are the developers in Family Destination Development, and council members seem eager to approve the project next week after a public hearing Tuesday. Developers will have about $120 million in private investment, while the other $71 million will come from star bonds. That's a mechanism used by cities to recapture sales tax revenue to fund entertainment and tourism projects. And a Kansas-based company has added an eighth assisted living facility to its Wichita area portfolio in a recent acquisition that included 15 properties across Kansas. Midwest Health is based in Topeka and is considered one of the region's largest senior living providers. It acquired all of the Vintage Park assisted living facilities in Kansas from
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation. You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Tower, an Ohio publicly traded real estate investment trust. The acquisition included Vintage Park at Waterfront, which has 34 units near Central and I-235 in West Wichita. Midwest Health plans to retain staff members, but will phase out staffing agencies at its facilities. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
The big development planned out east are going to have mini golf, all, huh?
All these things that you can do in your retirement. Mini golf, surf waving,
yeah,
go-kart racing.
I'm not good at surf waving, but I bet I could learn. Huh? Do you have to bring your own board?
No, but we would bring the video cameras.
That would be good, yeah. The mini golf, we used to call that miniature golf, but then people couldn't spell it. So now it's mini golf. And I'm very good at it.
I need to study what immersive mini golf means.
Yes, I'm very... Immersive, that's where you play underwater, I think.
That's submersive. Oh, okay.
Or maybe there are crowds to heckle you when you miss an easy putt.
I've had that happen in mini golf. I got in trouble for driving my golf cart out there on it. So. I didn't like that very much. I honestly can't remember the last time I played mini golf, but as a kid, I enjoyed it. Loved to do that. That was fun.
Me too.
I didn't play real golf because it was too far, you know. You couldn't even see where you were hitting the ball, and you just had a potluck. Just if he went down the middle, good. If went to the right, I didn't even really try that. I hit a few balls, buckets of balls out of Gene O'Brien's, but I didn't play golf at all. And Kirk, I would imagine, Kirk, that you were a master at golf as a kid, right?
I grew up across the street from the Wichita State Golf Course, so I when I was bored, I would go across the street and putt and chip and. Later on in life, I would learn to hit the ball really far, but like you, it would go off to the right quite a bit. So I'd have to go into the woods and find it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I got to say this. As somebody who did golf for quite a while, mini golf does help you on your short game.
Well, my only experience, I lived not far from Rolling Hills Country Club, and in the dead of the night, you could go out there and get in that pond and get all the golf balls you'd ever need. How about that? All right, thank you, sir. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program. ICE is locking up pedophiles, it says. And our news at the top of the hour this morning, Wichita City Council approves public vote on sales tax increase. Steve and Ted, if you missed any of today's show, check it out free on the Odyssey app. Steve and Ted in the Morning, 98.7, 1330, KNSS, Wichita. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow morning.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.